There's been much conversation and intense debate about the comments made by Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar regarding the influence of AIPAC in American politics. And people can go back and forth about whether the comments were misinformed, whether they were anti-Semitic, and we can have that conversation, and many people will continue to have that conversation. But I want to take it somewhere else as it relates to being constructive as opposed to destructive. The fact of the matter is whether you agree with her comments 100% or 50% or disagree 1,000%, the fact of the matter is she stepped up and apologized for any comments that that people said to her were viewed as anti-Semitic and hurtful, and made a larger point about campaign contributions and how money influences our elections just way too much in a country where corporations are people now, right? And this is instructive because this is happening at the same week where you have President Donald Trump referring to seeing Elizabeth Warren on the Capitol letters trail. A reference to the Trail of Tears, the slaughter of Native Americans that took place under President Trump's favorite president, Andrew Jackson. We're talking about infecting blankets with smallpox as they were kicked out of territory that the Supreme Court said that they could keep. This is also on the heels of Representative Steve King being stripped of his responsibilities or his chairmanships and other political influences that he had after years of divisive and racist comments towards many different groups. Neither Steve King nor President Trump have ever apologized. And Republicans have never gathered en masse to make them apologize and demand their apologies. And there's some story out there about Donald Trump saying, oh, what she said was reprehensible and she should resign. These are people who have no moral high ground. And the Republicans are revealing their hypocrisy by not calling on the president to apologize for his multiple racist comments. And on top of that, we have House Representative Kevin McCarthy, who made his own comments about Jewish people buying the election, Soros and Steyer, and how we can't allow that, make America great again, said this back in October, and never apologized. Deleted the tweet, and this was right after, in the time we're dealing with bombings being sent to prominent people's homes like Steyer and Bloomberg, right before we're having the shootings that took place in the Jewish synagogue where 11 Jewish souls were slaughtered. And no demand for apology was made. And nobody stepped up to actually make an apology on their own. This is the hypocrisy that is leading to the destruction of America. We can't have leaders who step up to lead, and leaders don't feel like they can be called out on their own hypocrisy. You can condemn Representative Omar all you want, but she stepped up and recognized the wrong. And she's had several comments in the past that have been viewed as controversial, but now that she sees that she's a bigger representative for the people, you could be mindful that her comments are going to be more nuanced. And it's very interesting that we spend all of this time celebrating the diversity of the new House of Representatives after the last election, but it seems like we're only interested in celebrating diversity in terms of look, but not diversity of thought. Because the fact of the matter is, AIPAC does not represent all Jewish people. And criticizing AIPAC and criticizing the government of Israel under Netanyahu is not a condemnation of all Jewish people. And many Jewish people have issues with Netanyahu as well as AIPAC. Now, of course, her only talking about AIPAC in that original tweet, it does play up on stereotypes of Jewish people controlling things through money. In usury system back in the days when Jewish people couldn't get jobs. That's obvious. And she, well, for those who study this work like I do, and that was part of the reason why she unequivocally apologized. But now that she has done that, and when are we going to start calling other people out? Where's the leadership going to come from our politicians? Where's the demand going to come? Democrats have been so caught up in just looking at Trump make racist statement after racist statements that they've even stopped demanding apologies. And we see Trump just saying, oh, Elizabeth Warren, who I like to call Pocahontas. I mean, this is a man who spoke to Native Americans at the White House in front of a picture of Andrew Jackson, a man who's viewed as their Hitler, a man who's viewed as so heinous that many Native American casinos don't even have $20 bills because his face is on that. So we need to condemn anti-Semitism in every shape and form. We need to condemn those thoughts of people who want to deny the Holocaust and the genocide that took place there. But Native Americans have suffered a Holocaust on their own land and their own soil in this own American community. How can these politicians and how can so many of these other people tolerate the hate and the ignorance that is continually and jokingly spewed on them by the president, his son, and the negative comments and anti-Semitic comments that come from many people on the Trump side of the world who talk about Jewish people buying elections in the form of individuals like Steyer and Bloomberg and the like. This is American hypocrisy at its best. And Representative Omar, who took less than 2 hours to come up with a response and who seems like someone who's going to be interested in being a bridge builder as opposed to somebody who destroys bridges, which is what President Trump has done, she's provided us with instruction about how we can move forward. And it's shameful that our politicians won't hold the Republicans to that same level of accountability as they continue to make racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, Islamophobic, sexist comments that continually go unchecked. And then they want to act like they have the high ground just because they remove some positions from Steve King, who has this by gosh, by golly attitude that he's never done anything wrong. This is a man who came and saw Trump with a builder, with a replica of a wall. I mean, come on. So if we want to talk about this all, let's talk about this all from a leadership perspective. Who's going to lead to help the country become better as opposed to staying bitter? And who's going to make sure that all politicians are held accountable when they make ignorant comments that affect a particular group? I understand where people had issues with what Representative Omar said, but let's respect the fact that she's being a leader on this. And leadership is something we desperately need as it relates to truly healing this country. Who's willing to do the work? I am. Are you? Let's get to it. Peace.